put our beef in there. But then we didn't have any display cases like we've got now. The first display cases come out was iced from behind. It wasn't refrigerated. And then we, of course, had a slaughter pen. Well, I'm getting a little ahead of it there. The first slaughter pen that we had was on top of Shades Mountain. We used a walnut tree up there to hang the cattle to. Then later on, well, along about 25 or 26, if you come down to Morgan, I had a place down there, and I built a slaughter pen down there with a vat outside of it, which was a big bowl vat about 20 by 20. Of this hard work about the cattle. In other words, we would lead them in there and knock the cattle down and then bleed it. And this blood then run into this trough and on out into this vat on the outside where we had a bunch of hogs in the hog pen out there. And these hogs then fed on that. Of dressing it, and then when we took those entrails and so forth out, well, we saved the liver at that time and the heart and all the rest of it, tripe and so forth, and all went into this vat on the outside. We had a trap door there, and we just opened that trap door, just shoot them right out into the vat, and that's where the hogs would feed. I think at that time we had 75 hogs in that pen. And I said pen in that pasture, which 15 acres, and those hogs stayed fat. We sold a lot.
That place right on the railroad track.
Which?
That's
right, that was at Morgan. And then we started into what you might say the and we sold meat at all the markets and so forth that had put in refrigeration over town. Sold at different stores. We even sold some of the chains that we have today. We sold them meat. And then after that, look at it. That's when then we built a slaughter pen. And George at that time had gone up to opened up a fair, and he down there where I was, concrete floor and so forth, and it was very conveniently arranged. Of course, we had running water at Morgan, but I had to use a battery a generator and a battery system there for electricity to run the pump and so forth. But after come town, well, then of course we had electricity there, and we built our slaughter pen up there, and we. At first, we did use the basement under the store, which is concrete floor. And I put in a sewer drain there, which was down to the sewer. And we butchered lots of calves and goats and hogs there. And then I built a slaughter pen up there on the back of the lot. And we killed lots of cattle there. We finally averaged around 35 head a week. It was running over the block, yeah. Besides.